I am life, you've been waiting for your chance. Cry your fear to the land. You're the master of your own destiny. So give and take the best that you can.
We're back fighting the good fight. Another week. Man, time seems to fly by. Especially when you do 5 days of two-hour radio shows every week. My weeks have been going by a lot quicker lately. A lot of work and planning and prep and just getting guests. There's a lot of work right there. And we happen to have a great guest with us today. We got Mike Rivero from WhatReallyHappened.com. I'll be introducing him here pretty shortly. But first of all, a couple announcements, as usual. We are still running the pledge drive, folks. We need your support here. So we appreciate whatever you can give. By the way, just to let the studio know, I'm getting some feedback on my headphones here. I'm actually hearing some sounds from back in the studio. It's kind of distracting. I don't know if there's some way to... if we can take care of that. Anyway, but yeah, once again, guys, the pledge drive is still going on. So if you can call in at 800-724-2719, we'd really appreciate whatever you can give to help keep us on the air, keep these shows going. Again, that's 800-724-2719. Or you can write in here at the RBN office at 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's RBN, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Be right back, folks, with Mike Rivero from WhatReallyHappened.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
No foolish games here, folks. I'm going to give you the truth straight up, whether you like it or not. Yeah, the truth does hurt, unfortunately. But wouldn't you, again, rather have the bitter truth than the sweet lie? That's what you'll get from Fox News, CNN, ABC, CBS, you name it. You know, you want the sweet lie, tune into them guys. They'll be all too happy to give it to you. But we're just going to deal with the straight facts here. Once again, yeah, we get the pledge drive. 800 number is 724-2719. And the address, if you want to send a check in as opposed to paying over the phone, you can send it into the RBN office, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, I'm offering my... my books, The New World Disorder and Piercing the Fog of 9/11. You can get both of them on CD for $10, including shipping. Or you can order them separately for $30 a piece, including shipping, by writing to me directly, Charlie Giuliani, 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Massachusetts, 01757. Again, that's 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. Fully documented. Both of them are large, 8.5 by 11 format. The 9/11 book is loaded with pictures. The New World Disorder book doesn't have pictures, but it's just packed with information, almost 300 pages, almost 600 references. It's got the best quotes that I have been able to collect for the past maybe 14, 15 years of researching the New World Order, probably 16 years, actually. I'm a quote collector, and I've packed this thing with every available authoritative quotation I can get my hands on. It's just, you know, like I've said before, I've only got probably 5 or 10% of all the text in that book of my comments. The rest of it is just, you know, direct quotes from all kinds of documents from all different sources. So you can see for yourself that, unfortunately, I'm not making this stuff up. The New World Order is very real. It's very scary. And it's something we need to take very serious and investigate very carefully. Unfortunately, most people don't do that. It's much too easy to just sit back on your couch and let the propaganda box fill your head with whatever the elitists want to fill it with. And that's all people get when they do that. Anyway, so I've written these books for that purpose, to, you know, give people all this information right there at their fingertips. You don't have to go digging for it. It's all right there. It's all fully referenced. You can check everything out for yourself. And it'll save you a lot of time. Took me, well, for the New World Disorder book, took me, like I said, 15, 16 years, whatever, to write it. It'll only take you, whatever, 4, 5, 6 hours to read it and get all the information right there at once. And I just had to take a sip of water there. Like I said before, you know, this covers everything. It's all there. The New World Disorder book, everything from how they hijacked our education system to our media to I even touch on 9/11 in there to some degree. But, of course, the Piercing the Fog book goes into much more detail. Got a lot of new things added, too. You know, these recent findings with the explosion that occurred at the base of Building 7 early in the morning on 9/11, just after the second tower was hit, before either of the towers fell. There was a massive explosion in Building 7's lobby, just like the two main towers' lobbies. This was reported by the Associated Press. I just found this recently. Very interesting. Some of the workers that were still in there, just as the building was being evacuated, they were on their way out. They heard a massive explosion. They were among the last people to leave there. And just before they left the building, when they got down to the lobby, to their shock, they found that the whole lobby was basically blown out. They said it was a disaster area, like a bomb had gone off. So anyway, this and many more interesting things are documented in the Piercing the Fog of 9/11 book. And again, that along with the New World Disorder is available for $10, including shipping on CD, or $30 each in printed format. So get them while they're hot. Anyway, I just found out from the studio we actually do have our guest on the line. So with no further ado, 2 hours goes by awful quick. We're already a quarter of the way through our first hour. Let me introduce to you from whatreallyhappened.com, Mr. Mike Rivero. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Charles. Sorry for the technical glitches. The phone wasn't ringing at this end when you were trying to call me, but we got it sorted out.
Oh, okay. Well, no problem. Actually, I had a few preliminary announcements to go through anyway, so you probably would have just been sitting there bored while I was going through that.
Never bored. Never bored.
There you go. Yeah, hey, listen, it's great having you on. I got to tell you, I'm not sure when you started your website, but I know I've been on there at least the past 5, 6 years every day without exception. Even when I go on vacation, I'm grabbing the nearest computer, and that's how I keep up to date on my news. I don't get it from television, radio, nothing. There I am on What Really Happened every day. It's a good site. And I know a lot of friends do the same. You know, really appreciate the service you're providing there. It's a great open window to what's going on in the world. You there, Mike? I think we lost Mike. Uh-oh. Anyway, but for those of you who have never been there, let me tell you, that's an awesome site. Again, that's whatreallyhappened.com. Not only for day-to-day news, I notice Mike usually starts posting stuff around 11 o'clock or 12 noontime every day, Eastern time, that is. So whatever that works out to for your time zone, you can start looking there. And as the day progresses, he's adding more and more stuff, sometimes even into the late evening hours, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, there's new stuff posted. So I frequent the site several times a day, and there's always new stuff. But in addition to the daily news, and, you know, again, you're going to find news items there that you're really not going to find anywhere else. If you do, of course, you're going to get all kinds of skewed interpretations. And I'm just informed we do have Mike back. That's great. Welcome back, Mike. I was just going over, you know, how your website works. It's not only great for getting updated news items, but, you know, for that day, but there's a lot of great resources there for research on 9/11, the Kennedy assassination, and a whole lot of other fiascos. If you look on the left sidebar It's just a great source of information, and I got to thank you for it, Mike, because I personally have gotten a lot of important information over the years from that site. When did you start What Really Happened?
I started it back in 1994, and it really started kind of by accident. My day job is in film and television visual effects, and I was just sitting working in my office. I had a CNN feed on the video switcher, and they ran a photo showing what they claimed to be the hand of Deputy White House Counsel Vincent Foster with the gun that he supposedly had committed suicide with. And the instant I looked at that picture, I said, this is wrong. This isn't real. It's a stage shot. It's a very badly done stage shot. If I did work that sloppy, I wouldn't be working. So I put up this little subpage on my business website saying, there's something very odd about this photo. There's no blowback or blood or organic material anywhere on that white sleeve of his hand. And anybody who knows about guns knows that if you commit suicide with a gun in your mouth, there's a lot of material that sprays back out from the gun propellant. And sure. The next thing I knew, there were people in Hollywood trying to basically wreck my career, and succeeded in doing so for a number of years. And I began to realize that I had accidentally stumbled over something very, very significant. So I started moving this page to its own website, which back then was called Rancho Runamucca. And eventually I wound up having to leave Southern California because I absolutely could not get any work anywhere in the industry. And for those who may have a hard time believing that this kind of thing does go on, I would suggest they go back and look at the career of actress Jean Seberg in the 60s. She was a very vocal supporter of civil rights. She was a supporter of the Black Panthers in their pre-militant days when they were concerned about breakfast for ghetto children and local control of the school curriculum. And the FBI basically ruined her career as well with some very scurrilous lies that were published in the Los Angeles Times about her. So this kind of stuff really goes on. Since then, being the very stubborn individual that I am, I stayed with the website. It's, as you mentioned, it's grown tremendously. One good thing about being in the truth-finding business is that the government is always going to give you plenty of raw material with which to work. So that's basically the story of how this all came to be.
Wow, I didn't realize you went back to so nonstop, huh? Since 1994.
I took a 4-month hiatus just because I got really tired, but that's the only time that there has been a break in the continuity of the website.
No kidding. I thought I was with you from the start. I think I discovered it probably in 98, 99 or something like that. But
oh, you newcomer, you.
Yeah, I had no idea you went back that far. No kidding.
Well, yes, remind me that I'm an old guy, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, it almost seems like the Internet didn't even go back that far. But, yeah, of course, it goes back to, what, the mid-80s or something? Or at least it started spreading
really
big.
In the 70s is the ARPANET. And actually, I like to tell people that I was blogging before there was a word for it.
No kidding, huh?
Yes.
Wow. But, I mean, you know, the Internet didn't become a household word probably until early 90s sometime.
It really did, but it was really starting to explode at that time because actually it was the World Wide Web that came along in the 90s. The actual mechanism of the Internet goes back to the 70s to something called ARPANET. And then in the 80s, the ARPANET sort of escaped out of government control and became kind of a public phenomenon. And then once the web browsers came along, that's when it really became a very popular method of communication.
Well, they're working on bringing that back around again, aren't they?
They would like to try, but the parallel I like to use is what happened with society when Gutenberg invented movable type printing and made books very cheap and available to all people. There were efforts to try and bring that back under control, too, but they all failed. The society
brought the dark ages to an end, essentially. Stick with us, folks.
Basically.
So, yeah, stick with us, folks. Going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Mike Rivero from WhatReallyHappened.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome to the new dark ages, folks. If it wasn't for the internet and sites like whatreallyhappened.com, you really wouldn't have any chance of finding out the truth of what's going on in this Orwellian world of ours. We're back on Truth Hurts. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We got Mike Rivero as our guest. Mike, we really are in the midst of another dark age, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think we certainly have all the elements. We have a rise of religious fanaticism. We have a society which, in large part, encouraged by that, is really turning its back on logic and rationality and allowing beliefs and fears to rule their lives. Truth has become such a valuable commodity. The government is economizing it. And I think it's important to understand that government has been lying to the people all along. It's just that with the advent of the internet and alternative radio shows such as yours, the lies become exposed in a much shorter cycle. For example, looking back at the Kennedy assassination, some 30, 40 years after that, pretty much everybody understands that was, in fact, a government conspiracy, but it's so far removed, people don't get emotional about it. They kind of shrug their shoulders and say, well, it was really before my time, and it doesn't affect me, even though actually it does very much shape what the world is today.
Well, as though corruption just packs its bags and up and leaves. You know, that was back then.
Yeah, that was different back then. But what we have with the Iraq War is a unique instance in history, because the Iraq War, as so many wars are, was started with lies and deceptions. But in this case, the lies have been exposed while that war is still going on, and that is a unique incident in history, because normally the wars have to be over before the lies start really becoming widely known. But in this case, we're still mired in Iraq, even as the American people and indeed the whole world understand that George Bush and his associates just completely made up this whole nonsense about weapons of mass destruction. There was no evidence. It was all forgeries, deceptions, the dodgy dossier, mislabeled photos, and endless, endless media spin to try and scare us all into supporting a war which common sense really said we needed to stay out of.
Well, even the false flag operation that they used, Gulf of Tonkin incident, has pretty much been debunked. I mean, the whole public as a whole pretty much has rejected it. Doesn't mean they all believe that the administration did it, but they know the official story is a lie. The whopping majority.
That's really all they need to understand. We don't need to get tied up in endlessly arguing the fine details. We understand
right.
The government lied, and that is really the basis on which we have to decide what we're going to do.
Exactly. So, you know, while it's discouraging because you see all the corruption just permeating everything everywhere, at the same time it's encouraging because people aren't buying it. It's not working quite so well for them. Their main weapon in their arsenal has been propaganda, fooling the people, but they're not able to do that so easily anymore.
No, they aren't. We have a very skeptical population, and again, it's because of the blogs and the alternative radio shows, and I think that's a healthy thing. I think a skeptical people are a free people, and the more you question authority, the freer you're going to be.
Of course, there's that small little remnant. Thank God it's a small one, but that small little remnant that's never going to question anything. They're hopelessly brain dead. They're just going to believe and follow whatever they're told, but they are really a minority. Fox Watchers.
They are a very small minority, and of course some of them basically just know where their bread is being buttered, and they're always going to be loyal to the government that signs their paychecks. But for the rest of them, what you're dealing with basically are moral cowards. These are people who really want to believe in their heart that they're good Americans, that they would have the courage to stand up for truth or justice. But they really don't, and at some level they understand it. So they don't want to see anything that indicates the government is lying or behaving badly, because then they would have to do something about it, and they know they really won't. So by gratefully clinging to the propaganda that is being dished out, they can go on with this illusion that they're really good human beings, and what they're thinking is, I would have the courage to fight for truth and justice against a corrupt government, but I don't see a reason to do it now. Therefore, I can go on living my life as it always has been up to this point. But as you say, it is a rapidly dwindling minority, and people are beginning to realize that there comes a point where clinging to the government's propaganda really does become very obviously just another form of denial.
I mean, the lies now have gotten to the point where you really have to be brain dead to not see through this. I mean, it's so transparent. You've got scientific institutions like NIST. I really have got to wholeheartedly engage in a big belly laugh when I consider some of the heinously ridiculous statements in that document that's supposed to have been comprised by some of the most prestigious, credentialed scientists in the country. I mean, it's just astonishing. It's the equivalent of the flat earth dogma, you know, the stuff that they're pawning off on people.
Well, when they start waving prestige and certification and awards around, you know that basically it means they don't really have any facts to go on. And it sort of underscores in our society that a lot of the highest awards and prestige and honors and certifications go to people whose role it is to support the official story of whatever happens to be under discussion at the time. And again, you will see very often people who supposedly let the country down on 9/11 wind up getting huge promotions, authors who are journalists who are actually caught in flat-out lies to the American people. Then another year or two down the road, they win a Pulitzer Prize. And it really is very much a case where the people who are helping the government lie are getting these awards and certifications, and then they turn around and say, well, this prize-winning guy says that the government is telling the truth. And
these people should be getting reprimanded and outright fired, or maybe even brought before a grand jury, and instead, they're getting promotions and raises. It's just disgusting across the board. This stuff is going on. Folks, I'm going to take a short break again. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Mike Rivero.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, folks. We are tired of playing foolish games. If you want to call in, if you have any questions for our guest, Mike Rivero from whatreallyhappened.com, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Before the break, Mike, we were talking about this whole thing of, you know, whether we're dealing with criminal negligence or just downright incompetence, and clearly it is criminal negligence when it comes to things like Katrina, for example, and when it comes to 9/11, the best you can say about the lack of response that day is criminal negligence. We know obviously that they were involved in orchestrating the whole thing, but the best you could say is criminal negligence. You know, they sat back and let it happen. That you can't say anything better than that. And yet the fact that there have been no reprimands, no firings, nothing. I mean, people have gotten, as you said, raises and advancements. And, you know, how can this be? How is it that people are sitting back and letting this happen?
Well, as for the people sitting back and letting it happen, I think that relates a lot to our culture, where we're all raised with TV shows and movies where at the very last minute or just before the commercial break, a hero will ride in and make everything all better. And I think a lot of people are kind of sitting and waiting for somebody else to do something to fix it. I get a lot of emails saying, when are you going to do something? When are you going to lead us? You know, blah, blah, blah. Well, there really is no Superman. Sorry, I know this is going to break a lot of hearts there, but there is no Lone Ranger out there. These are all actors in costumes or their drawings on a comic book, and it's nice to think that there's a really super powerful person out there who can come in and fix all of this, but ultimately, that is a lie. If you want the world to be better, if you want the country to be better, you've got to do it. And you and your neighbors and your friends and all of you working together, because when 300 million Americans stand up and decide it's going to be time for a change, change is really going to happen. But people are very uncomfortable with taking that stand against the government, because from the very earliest years of our youth, we're literally indoctrinated. Government is good. Government is your parent. You can't, you know, government and God work together. And it's this belief structure that is
programmed.
Fed to us. Programmed in, and our identities become wrapped around that. That's why the language is very telling. People don't say, I support the Republican platform or I support the Democrat platform. They say, I am a Republican. I am a Democrat. It becomes their personal identity, this belief system, which is why when you start criticizing the government, a lot of the true believers that you were mentioning in the last segment, they really react to it as if it's a personal insult, as if you're accusing them of being corrupt and them of lying us into a war. And this is deliberately part of the reason for the programming, is to make people very defensive about these core beliefs that they're given as a very, very small child. Religion functions much, much the same way. But as you say, it's really beginning to wear off. 84% of Americans believe the government was lying about 9/11, and we're seeing this decline of trust in the readership and listenership numbers of the traditional mainstream media organs, the major newspapers,
they're
the TV networks.
Losing a significant portion of their audience. I think they're going to you, Mike.
Well, they're going to all of us in our alternative media.
Yeah, it is. It's an excellent, welcomed trend that we're seeing. But, you know, I think a lot of it, too, is this conditioning of the labels game. You know, if someone says that they're a Republican or a conservative or a Christian, then whoever follows that ideology just tags right along. They don't even question to see if the rhetoric matches up with the label. In fact, I don't even think a great many people, or at least up until recently anyway, that is changing, but a great many people even know what these labels are supposed to stand for. How could they? How could they say they're conservative and follow Bush? There's nothing conservative about them.
Well, these labels are a convenient handle for people who just want a convenient handle to move people around. It's like you put a baseball cap on somebody and then you grab them by the brim and shift them around with it, and that's really the mechanism. Certainly, Bush uses those labels for his own nefarious purposes, the way he was going around saying God told him strike Iraq, and those very obviously contrived photos where the seal of the United States or the office of the presidency was haloed around Bush's head to make it look like he was one of those religious icons. And he's pandering to these belief structures which are placed in our society for the purpose of the leaders to use when necessary. I think Bush went way overboard, and he got called on it, which is why he's not doing that stuff anymore. But for a while, he was just basically trying to say, I'm a Christian, therefore you should support me no matter what I'm doing is, you know, basically against the Ten Commandments. And again, beliefs are very convenient for religions and governments to use, but they're a very bad model for people to follow when making decisions about the world, because you can believe things that are simply not true. And we're certainly
Pat Robertson had actually buttressed that idea too. He made a statement to the effect that, you know, George Bush doesn't seem to matter how many times he makes mistakes, you know, how many times he stumbles, the Lord picks him back up and he gets right back up on his feet again and keeps moving on. The Lord is just blessing this man. So you know, people listen to this, and my aunt is one. I'm sorry to say it, of my whole family, there's only one person that actually still falls for this man. I've managed to wake everybody else up in my family, but this woman is just, it's hopeless, short of a lobotomy. I mean, she's in a coma. There's just no snapping her out of it. She's, you know, she, between Pat Robertson and Fox News, I don't think there's any hope for this woman. It's scary.
Well, for those people who think that God is directing Bush or that Bush is somehow working with God's work, take a look at all these disasters that are hitting our country, the fires from Catalina to Florida, the tornadoes in Kansas, Hurricane Katrina, these terrible afflictions, and then realize that if, you know, if Bush is doing God's work, then why aren't these disasters hitting the other people? Now, me, I'm not a believer in God or gods, but you have to wonder, with all this stuff that's coming down and hitting Florida, you know, if you think a God did it, then maybe this is God's punishment for those rigged elections that put the decider out there to cause so much mischief in the world. We're into the hurricane season already. We're seeing these major storms hitting these areas that are completely unprepared because the National Guard and all the materiel support is in Iraq. There's a message in there. If you believe that God and Bush are somehow in cahoots together, it doesn't line up. You know,
that's a good point. In the context of a Christian belief system,
God can't be telling Bush to invade Iraq at the same time that he's sending all these punishments on America's war-making capability.
Well, I don't think he's ever actually specified which God he was referring to anyways, has he? It could be that one with the horns.
Just pick one with a dartboard. Just say, this is what I'm worshiping, and it's the owl and stuff. But very much so, as you said earlier, we're seeing the American public become far more skeptical about what they're being told. We've had such a horrible object lesson with the weapons of mass destruction. There is nobody except the paid government shills still thinks that there were any kind of a threat from weapons of mass destruction from Iraq. And with that lesson right before them, most Americans are starting to look back at everything they have ever been taught in the state-sponsored schools, and they're beginning to realize that much of it were lies. The attack on Pearl Harbor was not a surprise. That was encouraged by FDR. Kennedy's assassination, especially now with E. Howard Hunt having effectively made a deathbed confession confirming that there was a conspiracy.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
We're seeing all of these things start to really unravel, and people are going back and questioning everything they've ever been taught, and that is a very, very healthy thing for the people of this country to be doing right now, is questioning everything they think they know.
It's high time. I never thought I'd see the day. And I guess in that sense, we owe a gratitude to Emperor Gludius Maximus, don't we? I mean, he has woken people up like never before. Wouldn't you say, you know, we have been lied to, for a heck of a long time by a whole lot of presidents, decade after decade, but wouldn't you say that this particular presidency has just beaten all previous records? I mean, we're seeing stuff happening in a 24-hour period of time that, you know, before would go by in 6 months or a year's time.
Yeah, but I think it's as much the technology of the Internet and the alternative media being able to get out there as it is this particular presidency. Yes, Bush is probably one of the worst presidents we've ever had, but we have had some really bad ones before, and we've had some really bad cover-ups and deceptions before. Again, Pearl Harbor was the Japanese were goaded into the attack by Franklin Delano Roosevelt,
sure,
following an eight-step plan by the ONI to get the U.S. into a war that the U.S. people did not want. So the same thing for 9/11 is really just a copycat crime,
right,
as it were.
I guess what I'm referring to is, I mean, just, you know, all of these Constitution-trampling laws, boom, 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 one right after another, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Act, and then just last week the shadow government thing that he's pushing through. It just seems there's so much more Constitution-trampling legislation on a scale that rivals anything. We've had the Constitution trampled before with, you know, similar pieces of legislation, but it's just every time you turn around.
Well, they have to turn them around. We have to get a reactionary Congress in there to turn it around, because Lincoln certainly broke a lot of the constitutional bounds, and he had to get reversed on that. Harry Truman did it, too. And I'm sure that when we are through this very dark time of our country and we do have a reactionary Congress and president in, that they will pull many of these bills will be repealed or allowed to expire. I think everybody's kind of reached the point of saying that we can't let the U.S. go any further along this direction, or it simply ceases to be the United States that we all
Would
like to think we live in.
I mean, what is there left to trash? I mean, he's trashed everything in his path. It's time to turn around, or it's over for this country. I mean, that's how serious of a situation this is. Tell you what, we have a couple callers waiting on the line. We got Rita from Texas. Rita, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. You were talking about George Bush, and from the Christian perspective, you know, not everyone who cries, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. You know, beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. You shall know them by their fruits. And when the blind lead the blind, everybody falls into the pit. And that's exactly how I see it as far as George Bush is concerned. I also was listening to Mr. Rivera's comments about the influence of the media with regards to the mentality of the American people. Well, Mr. Rivera, I personally believe that there was a great deal of damage done to the spiritual and sane viewpoint of the American people with the glorification of Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King. These two individuals were glorified with regards to peaceful, nonviolent resistance. That, I find, is a policy of suicide that anyone who accepts that particular viewpoint, that's like a rapist coming to see its victim, and its victim is just going to lie down and take it. And I think until the American people get back their basic Christian values, and that is resistance to evil is service to God, and he who hates evil, he who loves God hates evil. That's the only thing that's going to turn this country around from my viewpoint. I also believe that our country is already a communist nation, only the words have been changed. I've been doing some reading and finding out that the code word for communism is democracy. I was also further fascinated by reading Senator Thorkelson's speech back in 1941, because he was warning, he was actually entering into the congressional record the influence of the Jewish domination in the United States in 1941. And he was illustrating how the Jews, in order to get control of the presidency, had established the Democratic Party. This was an effort to get McKinley out of office because he was not going along with the global idea of the United Nations. It was the League of Nations at that time. And as a result of the Jewish effort with the Democratic Party, they split the ticket and had Teddy Roosevelt, I believe, run for the Bull Moose Party, and President Wilson winded up being the president, and he was the one who got us into World War One, and also got us involved with the League of Nations. So as far as this situation is concerned, sir, I think it's a religious war, and it's a religious war between Judaism, which wants world domination, and Christianity, which believes in that every person's rights, inalienable rights, come from Almighty God himself. So as far as I can see...
Well, you've also got a faction within Christianity, a very large one, in fact, a scary one, that itself wants world domination. You know, the Christian Zionists are more rabid Zionists than the non-Christian Zionists, as a matter of fact. You know, well, Pat Robertson crowd is, quite frankly, pretty scary.
Well, as a Christian, sir, I really find that Christian Zionism is like a marriage between Satan and God himself, and that's not possible. I would not even consider a Christian Zionist as being a Christian.
Right.
So, you know, that argument, you know, as far as this individual is concerned, doesn't have any substance or validity to it to be credible.
Right. You and I know that, but I'm saying a great many ignorant Christians don't realize that, and they rally behind this thing, and it's, you know, they're exerting quite an influence. Pat Robertson is trying to formulate a lobbyist group that it will be the Christian equivalent of IPAC.
Well, the reality is, sir, George Washington very accurately identified government as not being benign, that it is force. And what is happening, and what can happen is what... The Supreme Court, when it wasn't as corrupted, there was a Supreme Court decision that I read many years ago. I can't remember the parties, but they had a very interesting description of what law is. And they said that law cannot be merely the act of a legislature, than what the Russian Diet and you know would pass would be law. But they said basically that law is justice. Another thing, too, is that Supreme Court at one time also said that the greatest tyranny that a government can lay upon its people is for its individuals to act contrary to their conscience. There are people that are totally opposed as a matter of conscience because they believe before Almighty God that to go and kill innocent people in an unjust war is an abominable sin against God.
And yeah. Mike, I know you're not a Christian, but, you know, obviously the world's major religions are supposed to be opposed to this kind of thing. It's astonishing, though, that we're not seeing the major religions, you know, the Christian denominations in this country, taking a stand. I guess a few of them...
Well, I'd like to clarify that a little bit. I'd like to clarify that a little bit because I'm aware that a lot of people of every religion, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, are opposed to this war and think war is wrong. What we're looking at are the leaders...
The institutions, right. That's what I'm saying, right. And it's scary that...
Basically, what they're doing is they're taking their congregations and they're literally selling them to the power brokers and say, if you will give us special legal protections or get us out of trouble for that child molestation lawsuit or give us faith-based charity funding from the government, that we will support your policies and tell our congregations that they should support the policies. But in point of fact, my experience among the world's religions right now is that the individual Christians, Muslims, and Jews can get along just fine. It's the self-appointed leaders saying jihad, holy war, holy crusade, back and forth that are really the cause of all the trouble. I mean, if you get back to the earliest origins, all of these three of these religions, we're all children of Abraham.
Okay. Right. I'll tell you what, we got to take a quick break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
And we're back on True Thirst Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have our guest, Mike Rivero from WhatReallyHappened.com. Rita, are you still with us, or did we lose you?
Hello?
Yeah, did you have any more points?
I wanted to address Mr. Rivera's point that all of the religions... I think are looking for peace. I kind of look at Jesus Christ was a leader, Muhammad was a leader, And those that are followers of those and all of those teachings are called Christians and Mohammedans. But when I'm reading about the Jewish leaders, the rabbis, and I would encourage your readers to look up the speech of Rabbi Rabinovich that he gave in 1951 at the World Jewish Congress. In Hungary, and I am of the belief that the Jews do not believe in peaceful coexistence, that they are actually promoters of war.
The hardcore Zionist Jews, but I mean Jews in general.
Yeah, you're going to find people like that in every religion. Again, the idea of jihad or holy war was not a Muslim invention. It was invented by the popes who wanted to seize control of the Holy Lands because of the revenue streams that would result from controlling a very important trading crossroads of the world. So, I think you talk about Christians revere Jesus and Muslims revere Muhammad. I think when you talk to Jews, they basically focus on Moses. And when you have these rabbis who are speaking violence, I think they're on the same level as the same, like Pat Robertson, who is out there, who's basically making money off of what he does and screaming violence because that's what his good buddy Bush wants. There are bad practitioners of every religion. There are people who pervert the religions. I mean, look at this terrible problem with child molestation we're seeing among various clergy right now. We don't judge the rest of the followers of that religion on the basis of those individuals. We point to those individuals as saying there's a problem with the organized hierarchy or the commercial, industrial aspect of that religion. But again, my sense among most Jewish people and Christians and Muslims is they all do think war is wrong. What we're seeing are opportunists and manipulators trying to exploit the religious myths to try and convince these people that there is no option other than war. And,
yeah, we got to watch for those blanket statements. That can be pretty dangerous.
Yeah. Now, I will agree. There are many people in the Zionist movement who are thinking some very dangerous concepts, and I'm sure that many of the Zionists would love nothing better than for the Christians and Muslims to make war on each other and kill each other off, which would basically get us all out of the way for whatever the Zionists have on down the road. So, you know,
well, the Zionists want to kill off Torah only Jews as well, because they believe in principles of you know, freedom and justice. And
there's a lot of racism even within the Jewish community, the Ashkenazi versus the Sephardim, for example. So,
right.
It's a lot of waving of our race, our God, and around, but it's all really comes back down to convincing people to go out and make war on somebody else, to take their land, to take their wealth, to basically make room. And it's a perversion of the religion, regardless of which religion you're following.
Exactly. Reed, did you have any more points? We can take you after the break, or
I'll hold on.
Okay, we'll see you after the break. Hold on with us, folks. We'll be right back with Mike Rivero.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona,